Josie was a bundle of nerves as she dressed for that evening. She knew her ma would frown upon her choice of clothing, but she had to let this man know she was under protest. She haphazardly twisted her hair into a knot at her neck, and truly looked the part of a spinster, staying in her room until she heard Mr. Davis arrive. Mrs. Griffin was greeting their guest when Josie entered the dining room. She gasped when she saw Josie, quickly recovering, as she made excuses.
"Mr. Davis, this is my daughter, Josie. You will have to forgive her appearance. I needed her help with cooking and chores, not leaving her much time to prepare for your arrival."
She cast a hateful glare at Josie. Looking shocked momentarily, he pasted on a smile, then reached for her hand and brought it toward his lips, intending to kiss it tenderly. Josie quickly turned it into an awkward handshake, abruptly drawing her hand away.
"Nice to meet you, Mr. Davis,"
she spoke through gritted teeth. In a proper, yet no-nonsense manner, she began to pull her chair out to be seated. He hurried to assist her.
"Please, allow me. I wish you would call me George."
She acted as if she hadn't heard him, paying him no mind while he assisted her ma with her chair.
"Ma, if you would say the blessing, we can get down to business while we pass the food."
Immediately after her ma finished praying a short prayer, Josie looked at George sternly.
"Mr. Davis, please tell me of the arrangements you have made with my ma. What are you offering, and what is it you hope to gain?"
It seems as though you were a bit upset. I had hoped there would be some happiness, or at least relief on your part. I would like to help you and your ma take care of your farm, perhaps ease your burden, financially and physically."
"I must have missed that part of the arrangement,"
she snapped curtly.
"I haven't heard anything about you at all. I know nothing of your finances, your physical capabilities, nor your intentions, other than forcing me to marry you." "Josie, you stop that right this minute. Mr. Davis is a guest in our house and is trying to help us."
Mrs. Griffin looked at George.
"I'm sorry for my daughter's behavior. Perhaps she needed a bit more time to deal with the news."
"I understand, Mrs. Griffin."
He smiled at her before turning toward Josie.
"I even understand your apparent hostility, Josie. I hope when you have all the facts and have had time to get to know me, you will think differently."
Josie stayed quiet for a few moments as they began to eat. Questions were popping in her head until she could no longer swallow her food. Here sat a handsome, well-dressed, older man with manners and proper speech. Why was he looking to bargain for a wife? Why couldn't he find someone on his own?
"Just how old are you, Mr. Davis?"
Setting his fork down, he wiped his mouth, sipping his water before answering.
"I'm 35.
"Have you been married?"
He looked at her impishly.
"You are quite spirited and inquisitive. I like that. But to save you the questions, why don't I just tell you about myself?"
She nodded, listening intently for the next few minutes, learning that he had been widowed when his wife died during childbirth. He had worked for the railroad before and after the war, recently deciding he wanted to do something different, leaving his home in Kentucky and moving to the South.
"I will be quite honest with you, Josie. The reason I moved to the South is that the land is cheap right now. It looks to be a good investment. And before you ask, the reason I approached your ma with this offer is that I saw you in town one day and was quite taken by you. I asked around and was delighted to find you unmarried."
"What exactly is the offer, Mr. Davis?"
Josie asked calmly. He smiled and reached for her hand, momentarily disappointed when she drew it away.